Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're talking about shopping smart for the holidays. And with me is Ted Rossman. He's a senior industry analyst with Bankrate. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
People are a little stressed about the holidays. Money's not in a huge supply right now. I know you have done some recent surveys. What are some of the things that you're learning from shoppers about how they're going to approach the holidays?
An early start is a big deal this year. We actually saw half of holiday shoppers kicking off their holiday purchases prior to the end of October. And I feel like that's something we've seen in recent years, but the motivation has changed a bit. You know, remember a few years ago, it was more about supply chain woes, and now I think it's much more of a cost-saving story. People are worried about inflation. They're looking to spread out the impact of their purchases. A lot of retailers have leaned into this trend, and we saw Black Friday in October kind of pricing from Amazon and Target and Walmart and Best Buy and a whole bunch of others. So I think that's another key theme this year. It's not just the early start. It's really this frugal shopper that I think is going to carry through the entire holiday season. I feel like when people are splurging now, it tends to be more on experiences. People are craving travel and dining and concerts and sporting events. And they're being a little bit more reluctant when it comes to spending on physical items like electronics and clothes and toys and things like that.
As a journalist, I'm always really skeptical of sales and Black Friday sales. What kind of advice do you give to people? Are these really good deals that they're finding in kind of these big sales events?
You're right. Sometimes it's a gimmick. You know, sometimes the supposed markdown is off some artificially high price that was out there for one day and nobody really bought anything at that number. But, you know, other times it is a legitimate deal. I think that retailers are going to offer better discounts this year than any other year, certainly since the pandemic. I think that really two trends are coming together. One is that the supply chain's better. I think that's the best it's been since the pandemic. So they have plenty of inventory. But the other side of that, from an economic perspective, is I feel like demand has tailed off and people are worried about higher prices and higher interest rates. And I think for that reason, a lot of the sales are legit this year. And I do think that companies are going to have to discount this merchandise to move it off the shelves. A lot of the forecasts I see are for something like a 3 or 4% gain over last holiday season, which is pretty much in line with inflation. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little bit lower than that, just because of that migration from spending on goods to spending on services. We found in our survey that about 9 in 10 holiday shoppers are actively looking for ways to save money. And that's split pretty evenly between buying less stuff, which is the ultimate money-saving tactic, versus picking more coupons and discounts and deals and things like that.
So what is your best advice when it comes to timing? Is it better to shop early or should we be waiting around for some last-minute deals?
I don't think the sales will get better. I don't necessarily think they'll get worse either. I think it's more of a plateau. I think that Black Friday and Cyber Monday, they've become more of a movement than a specific time on the calendar. I feel like really October through the holidays marks a good discounting season this year. And I do think that the consumer has the advantage there. I like starting early just because it gives you the opportunity to spread out your cash flow. Now, some people scoffed when holiday displays went up when it was still warm out. But, you know, if nothing else, start to get a budget together, start to get your gift list together. Even now, there's still plenty of time before the end of the year. So, you know, set money aside every paycheck. Don't let this catch you by surprise. Not with credit card rates at record highs over 20%. That's not a good way to finance the holidays. I think you definitely want to be mindful of that budget. You know, maybe even make gifts this year if you're crafty or a good baker, or, you know, as they say, it's the thought that counts. Maybe you could cash in some unused gift cards. A lot of us are sitting on those. In fact, about half of U.S. adults, according to a survey that we did, and the average value is close to $200. I also really like the idea of stacking discounts, as in combine a store promotion with a rewards credit card that you hopefully pay in full and avoid interest. And then also maybe go through a shopping portal like Rakuten or Shop Through Chase, or a lot of the big airlines have these. That could be three ways to save on the same purchase.
Oh, see, I've never done a shopping portal. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Where do they begin?
There are sites like Rakuten is a good third-party platform. Sometimes your credit card issuer may have one, like Shop Through Chase, where I have a Chase credit card. And if I log into my account, they have this portal. So it's basically like an affiliate marketing kind of thing. So you go to their listing of available stores, and maybe you see that if you use Chase's link to Macy's.com, they're going to give you an extra 5% cash back or something like that. It's really a form of affiliate marketing, as in, like, when you use their link, you get a kickback. So it's really a very simple step. You just click through that affiliate link, and then from there, you just shop normally. And just because you use their link, it's kind of a finder's fee that gets distributed to you, basically.
Right. You already mentioned the high interest rates. So credit cards can be problematic, but how do we best take advantage of the rewards then on our credit cards?
My favorite saying about credit cards is that they can be like power tools, as in they could be really useful or they could be dangerous. And it's all about how you use them. It is roughly half and half in terms of the number of cardholders who pay in full every month. And for them, life is great. They avoid interest, they get rewards, they get all these buyer protections. The other half, the people that are carrying a balance at an average interest rate of 20.72%, that's a tough spot to be in. So, if at all possible, pay in full. If you have credit card debt, maybe attack it with a 0% balance transfer card or another debt payoff strategy. Maybe don't add to it this holiday season if you have debt. But if you're in the camp that's debt-free, credit card rewards are great. Maybe you're sitting on some cash back or gift cards that you could redeem for the holidays. Maybe you could turbocharge your holiday savings strategy by signing up for a new credit card with a generous sign-up bonus or one that really emphasizes key holiday spending categories. If you can pay in full and avoid interest, then it's free money. One other thing is that a lot of credit cards offer retail perks, things like extended warranties and purchase protection. I saved $300 once on an electronics repair because I had bought it with a card that had this added protection. Sometimes they come with a free ShopRunner membership where you get free shipping and free returns. There are a lot of built-in benefits if you use these cards smartly.
Yeah. So I'm imagining the biggest pitfall is people overspending, putting too much money on their credit cards. Am I wrong in that? I mean, what is the biggest thing we do wrong?
That's a big worry. And by the way, that's true of other payment methods as well. I know it's harder to overspend with cash or a debit card, but buy now, pay later comes to mind. Those offers from Affirm and Afterpay and Klarna, where that really incentivizes impulse buying. When you're at the checkout, especially online, and they may say, oh, split it up into four interest-free payments. And it kind of tricks you sometimes to spend more than you initially planned. Store credit cards can really be a gimmick that can trick you into overspending because they say, oh, do you want to save 20% off today's purchase? And maybe you don't even realize that's a credit card. And many of those have interest rates north of 30%. So it again comes back to that advice of know yourself, don't spend more than you can afford, make sure that you pay in full so that cards are working for you, not against you.
I think one of the biggest problems is it's hard to keep track. You start spending, and if you're not watching those balances, they add up pretty darn quickly.
It's true, yeah. And some people are actually going the old-fashioned route. I mean, even among Gen Zers on TikTok, it sounds kind of counterintuitive, but a lot of young adults are bringing back that whole cash stuffing trend where you fill envelopes with cash and you put a label on it, and that's your budget for the month for dining or clothes purchases or groceries or whatever it is. And the idea is that when it's out, it's out, and that it's kind of imposing this discipline that you're not going to go into debt, you're not going to overspend. So I think that is an important thought too, that to each their own, right? I mean, I know some people that have 30 credit cards and they manage them successfully and they get great benefits, but other people, maybe they are better off sticking to cash or debit.
Yeah, let's go back to budget just for a second. What does it mean to put together a holiday budget? How can a person decide what they can truly afford to spend?
try to think through that total cost. So gifts, of course, but also other things like holiday parties and decor and outfits, and really try to think through all that you might be spending. I love the idea, which is also maybe a little bit old-fashioned, of member banks or credit unions used to have those Christmas club accounts where you would kind of set money aside every paycheck throughout the course of the year, and then you'd get it in a lump sum at the end of the year. You could create your own account along those lines. I mean, it's getting a little late in the game now for this year, but every little bit counts. I think it's also just really important to be mindful of what you can truly afford. I mean, we all know that everybody's costs have gone up for everything, housing, gas, groceries, just about everything else. So, maybe you even start a conversation with your family about, hey, do you want to only buy for the kids this year? Or do you want to pick a name out of a hat and buy for one person instead of all the aunts and uncles and cousins? Or, maybe set a dollar limit. Or I don't mean to sound corny, but there is an element of your presence is the present, and you want to treasure that time with people. And you don't want to be paying off this Christmas a year from now or worse. And others may feel the same way. So it may be awkward to be the first one to speak up, but you may actually get some heads nodding if you say, you know what, let's do Christmas on a little tighter budget this year.
Talk just for a second about the advantages or disadvantages of online versus going into a local store.
We see a really split shopper this year. It actually surprises me. It's pretty much dead even between people who say they're going to do some shopping online and people who say they're going to do some shopping in person. Most people are going to do some of both. I think it worked out to about 72% for each. So obviously there was a lot of overlap there. But I think that's another trend that I think in many respects we've moved on from the pandemic. We do have some of this nostalgia for in-person shopping. It's by no means dead. I mean, there's still an experience associated with hitting the stores, meeting a friendly, local, knowledgeable shopkeeper, touching items, trying them on, taking them home the same day. I mean, there is something that people like about that. And also, you can round up some friends and hit the stores and go out to lunch. And there's a social element too to something like Black Friday or Small Business Saturday. But we also know that online is really easy and sometimes too easy with that one-click ordering. So I think a lot of people are going to do some of both, and maybe even blending the two with hybrids like buy online, pick up in store. That's something that's really gained traction in recent years.
And save you time. You don't have to wait in line for them, right? So, are you seeing a big difference in prices when it comes to online versus shopping local?
Generally speaking, you're probably going to get a better deal when you shop online and or from a large merchant. And sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's online from a large merchant. I mean, it is hard to beat the prices that you see at Amazon and some of the other behemoths. But that said, price is not everything. I know it's important. I mean, especially with inflation as high as it is. But sometimes people do crave the in-person element where they like the customer service. They like helping their local community. They like getting unique gift ideas. That's one of the biggest things people tell us about shopping locally is that they like the treasure hunt kind of thing, where you go into a store, you maybe didn't even know what you were looking for, but you stumble on something great. That's why I think people still do some of both. And we've actually seen in-person shopping rebound from the pandemic lows. It's now pretty much back to where it was back in 2019.
So, Ted, what would be some final thoughts to leave people with as they get ready to embark on this shopping experience? I have not started, but I know there are some that have. But give us your best advice as we get started.
I think the earlier the better. Not that you have to buy everything this week, but start to get your plan together. If nothing else, start to get the savings together. Tread carefully with credit cards. I think they can be a great resource if you're paying in full and earning and redeeming rewards, but those minimum payments can really be a trap. And if you're paying 20 or 30% interest month after month, that's greatly adding to the cost of your holiday gifts. So only use credit if you can pay it in full. And try to think creatively this season. Maybe you could bake some gifts or make something if you're crafty or acquire something secondhand. I feel like that's become more and more commonplace with various online platforms. You don't need to spend a ton to have a great holiday season.
Ted, thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
My guest today has been Ted Rossman, who is a senior industry analyst with Bankrate. You can find out more holiday tips at bankrate.com. Thanks for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. You can check out Let's Get Moving, all of our episodes at kslpodcast.com or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Also, join us on social media. It's Moving Maria on Instagram and Let's Get Moving with Maria on Facebook, where you will find great tips on everything from great nutritious recipes, fitness tips, and, of course, holiday tips. Have a great day.